Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be.
John Hadley's left the building.
He's a ghost.
Tim Van Gelder says it's pronounced Klobuchar. Her dad, Jim, was a longtime writer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Did we say Klobuchar?
Cut from the same cloth as Bill McLennan. I maybe said Klobuchar. I'm not sure, but it's pretty close. People say Klobuchar. You know, you never know with the CH. Names are goofy. That's why, like, Buttigieg? Who was going to get that?
No.
Have you ever heard of it being a soft G at the end of a sentence? End of a word, I guess.
I never thought of it.
Oh, here it is.
So maybe.
Thank you, Jim.
I don't know, TJ. You seem like kind of a beige guy in the first place.
Beige?
Yeah.
Is that how you spell that?
It's the color.
Tan?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know what beige is? Calling you boring, dude.
Why?
All right? Because you are.
Beige shorts are not boring.
Milk toast. You know,
they assimilate
you into
any outfit. Beige is a great color. Pine Top Perkins says, couldn't he be talking about a, quote, man who was born a woman? That is not how that is referenced. Just, if you are a trans woman, people want to be referred to as what they consider themselves to be now. So a trans woman is a man that used to be. Used to be man that wants to be a woman and such. Bottom line is they're referencing what they would like to be referred to as. Therefore, if you're a man, could not have the parts to be doing such. Anywho, John Hadley's back. Hi, John.
Hello.
What do you think he's doing?
Thinking about being a trans.
Oh, I could be a great hoe. No doubt.
Into Joe's Cave, I imagine, man. Mr. Hadley, are you a giant fat pig? Ow!
Huh.
Well, but see,
that's
again,
an odd question. That's not fair.
It's the way that he phrased it.
Yes.
Why be redundant? Either you're a giant pig or you're a fat pig, but a giant fat pig? No.
Oh, see, there are muscular pigs that would be. Arnie is huge.
No. Muscular pigs aren't fat. No. See, TJ, you're wrong.
But they could be giants.
The texter.
Andre the Giant wasn't necessarily fat.
That's right. You're saying you're fat or you're giant. You're not both. There are no such things as a giant.
It's further clarification.
No, it's not.
You could be a fat pig. You could be a giant pig. But a giant fat pig tells me a lot more than one or the other.
It's a convoluted. No, see, and that's what makes life so easy with you because you're just a bitch.
Huh, went there quickly. I didn't see that coming.
It just escalated so fast.
If you don't get it by now, you're not going to get it.
Let's exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Triple X Club Pro. My wife gives me a twisted root after I come home from umbilical win.
Holy cow.
I don't want to hear it.
Does that happen?
So it happens frequently.
Hey. Went to the tourney, baby. Into Joe's Cave, our magic man. Captain Romance took his gal to Twisted Tree for lunch. Look at this. Some...
Yeah.
Bad word.
Yeah.
Is that what you got? Huh? Splashback Deuce, 15 is Hadley's limit on...
Schnitz and Grubens.
What does that mean?
That is a Blazing Saddles reference.
Yes. Okay.
We just mentioned it.
All right.
By the
16
way...
16 Schnitz and Grubens. Schnitz and Grubens is my limit, baby.
And it's almost mandatory that you follow that up with Hadley. Hadley Lamar. By the way...
Yes.
The coolest thing in the world is there is still a cafe where that food fight happened at the end.
Yeah, at the studio.
Right. That cafe is still there.
It's commissary.
Yeah. Looks the same. Everything. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's right next to
the actor in there when they open the scene. So there's the actor in the commissary dressed as Hitler. Yeah, you're working, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm out right after the bunker scene.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
Just a throw. No reason to have it in there,
no.
But just it's awesome. It's
no awesome. Doubt.
Yeah, I'm out right after the bunker scene.
That movie's still just unbelievably good movie.
He hit Buddy. Get him, girls.
You never watched it, did you?
No.
Bitch. Oh, gosh.
No, we've talked about this, though.
When are we going to have a watch party?
Rex Sharp, our head trainer at Mizzou, used to do exactly what you guys just did, like, twice a week. And he says it's one of the best movies ever made.
So what does that say? It screams what?
He didn't ever suggest that I watch it.
No. Because why?
Because he doesn't like me?
He knew you were a bitch. Now, go back to the text.
He doesn't want me to be happy and laugh. Let's start from the beginning of what was the last segment where we did not read text.
Okay? Right.
Splashback Deuce. TJ, I mentioned this a few times before, but another poor performance in a game with a pregame ceremony. Time to research the Blues and Cardinals records in those games. As we know, the Stanley Cup was at the game last night and laid an egg.
What was the
pregame ceremony is usually followed by a lackluster performance, is what he's saying.
Oh.
So I'm trying. Can I go back to the other one, too? What's wrong with the Twisted Tree? Why are we making fun of the Twisted Tree?
No.
It's just the name of the restaurant.
I had a meeting there.
And it's a nice restaurant.
I gave him a shout out. You been?
Yeah.
I gave him a shout out.
Yeah.
Good food.
So is it Twisted Root or Twisted
Tree? Twisted
Roots.
Well, it may not be the same place.
Down by SLU campus.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the John Watson Twisted Tree.
Oh.
He did say Twisted Tree. You said Twisted Root. Different places.
Yes.
And there you go.
Okay.
Inge Joe's Care by Magic Man.
Well, you say potato. I say Twisted Roots. Potato chip. Go ahead, what?
And usually something not even close. He says
with
armchair.
Sour cream.
Yeah.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Into Joe's Cave, our manager, man. Well, damn me to enrolling in a junior college and having another wife cheat on me because I am agreeing with Rocky Polly. Cardinals stink.
That is awesome. Read that again.
He says, well, damn me to enrolling in a junior college and having another wife cheat on me because I am agreeing with, I don't know if it's supposed to be Rocky or Rock Lee. He is sending two separate ones now. Maybe it's supposed to be Roly Poly.
Unbelievable. That is awesome.
Roly Poly Pudge Boy.
Oh, that's what he meant to.
Although I will tell you this much right now. I've known some very bright, very good students that earned credits at junior colleges that transferred to major schools, saved them a lot of money.
There's no question about it.
Seriously.
If you can't get the deal you need from the college you want to attend, you go there, kick butt, and saves you money and gets you in. Absolutely. There are so many routes to get to an education. That was one of the things back to the debate. Now it's my fault today.
I like it.
Talking about I forget which candidate mentioned free public university.
Community college.
It's practically free anyway.
Right.
It doesn't help anybody.
And they have that A-plus program where it legitimately is free if you get decent grades.
We need Stanford and Harvard to be free.
Yeah.
That evens it up. All the rich guys are going to still go to the rich school, and they're still going to go walk right into rich jobs. If you want to even it up, make Harvard and Stanford free. Now we've got an even playing field, baby.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of them, or are you believing this?
Both.
TJ,
because it's ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
Two things. One, you could go the route that I did, which saves all the time. Just go to CBC, because it's like going to Stanford.
But, yeah, you'd have to get kicked out of Pattonville first.
That's true. CBC is the only reason I'm not in jail. Anyhow, the point of the matter is, right. Open-ended, no period.
Right.
...
Ellipsis, yeah.
So, in all seriousness, because my youngest did that, graduated from Wash U. He found out that there's a lot of teachers from Wash U, from St. Louis. They're teachers who go to these community colleges and teach and make extra jack.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting, in certain cases, teacher that you would... You know, because St. Louis U is not a cheap place to go to school. Wash U is expensive. St. Louis U is not too far behind.
I know. I have a slew incoming freshmen.
There you go.
I know. Exactly.
Right. You know, so, I mean, if you have an opportunity to do that, you should. And that's my tip of the day to you millennial little pukes who probably don't care because your mommy and daddy are still paying for you to go to school because you're incapable of working because you were born.
And here we
go
again.
So that justifies your right to do nothing but just get free stuff the rest of the year.
Therefore, give me crap. That's how it really works. Can I, a quick aside. I was reading about why college has become so just unbelievably expensive.
If it were a quick aside, we'd be off mic talking. So it's not a quick aside.
What does that even
mean? Not anymore.
No.
No.
Yeah. It would have been if you'd have shut up. I'd be done already.
Yeah, what do they say?
They were talking about how teachers, it used to be commonplace that teachers would minimally do 12, but usually 15 hours worth of classes and such. Now, you get so much money from the government for research, they top every teacher out at about 6 hours, and the rest of it is done researching. Well, somebody's still got to fill all those classes. So now you've doubled your staff, and they're spending all this time doing research that oftentimes leads to nothing, and it's all subsidized by the government and therefore taxpayers.
Just from being around colleges my whole life. Well, since I left high school. Been around colleges ever since. All different sizes. While there is some truth to that, that's not really the reason. Is it a participant reason? Perhaps, but it's way down the list.
Yeah. Well, the reason is they can do whatever they want.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently so can the Blues in convincing people to stay as Carl Gunnarsson signs a 2-year extension with the St. Louis Blues today.
Wow.
That's right. You heard it first right here on the Big 590.
The Big 590. We changed our name as soon as he left 550. We
okay.
Just took the new name and said, here it is. Let's make it easier on John.
For a while, the guys were trying the mighty 590, but it just didn't stick.
No.
I don't know why. It just didn't.
No. Would it take me 6 months to stop saying the Big 550?
No. We're going to go on 6 years. You'll still be saying it.
6 years.
When he's tired, he just says, all right. Because remember, John rarely has to take us in or out. So if he ever has to, and I step out of the room, he's like, all right, we'll be back tomorrow right here on the Big 550.
Spanning three decades.
Yes.
The Billikens have been on a number of rights holder stations.
Right.
I am so glad Learfield's in charge now. I never have to double check what station I'm at. Learfield. Yeah.
Learfield Communication. Still was some of the brightest guys in radio.
Thank you. Oh, you didn't mean me. Sorry.
No, I mean, they've had guys up there. Keith Sampson, I worked with back when I was at KMOX in the early 90s. Keith Sampson has been there for an eternity. And there's a couple other guys who've been there forever.
Tom Bowman's been there long. He's a great guy. Yeah, they have really good people up there.
Yeah.
And by up there, we mean Jefferson City. And then, you know, with the merger with IMG and now a big office in Dallas as well, and I imagine others because of the IMG thing.
Right. Is the water gone down in Jeff City, or are they still floating to work?
No, I drove by there last weekend, and it was probably 8 to 10 feet up on a building, and it was gone from that area at least. So it's gone down substantially at least. Now, down in Fenton where you are, it's only gone down about 2 feet right where that big church is. I'm not sure which church is. On the way, if you get off.
What road?
30.
I'd say it's closer to 5.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe not.
You can see. Four. You can see
on
where,
the grass.
Yeah, exactly. You can see where the grass has turned yellow.
Boys, this is a very nice deal. Gunnarsson re-ups for 2 years at $3.5 million, $1.75 per year. That's a very fair deal.
He got more than Bo, didn't he? Is Bo 3.25? John gets really frustrated when you ask him questions and he's trying to think. He can't keep them all together.
You're giving me a headache.
John, I got some texts that will also give you a headache. And Splashback Deuce, I think this is about as well as you can say it. Not surprised at all that Hadley follows up good points and four-syllable words with mild seizures. He's redlining, boys.
That's a good heads up.
Bowman's just a 1-year contract. Gunnarsson's 2.
That's what I was going to say. But it's a moot point. I mean, it's just because he doesn't listen.
I said the money, though. 3.25 compared to 3.5?
No, it's 3.5 across 2. 1.7
right.
Per.
That's what I said. 1.75 per. And you said, is it Bowman's back up at 3.5?
That is the red lining he was talking about.
Yeah, there it was.
And also, Bowman's was 3.25 across 1 year.
Oh, my God, who cares?
That's also what I said. I did get one thing right in that conversation. Rob Dibble's butt tattoo. John, in the great words of Samuel L. Jackson, I ask you English, mother effer, do you speak it?
Rock just threw stuff at me.
That's a jerk move. Courtney D., John is correct for once. The Redbirds were must-see TV back in the day. Now they are who cares and have no pitch and no leadoff hitter and no three-hole hitter.
It's just no – and I will remain – a diehard Redbird fan, and yes, I will turn on the TV tomorrow, and I will watch him, and yes, I will go down there and pay $14 because for some reason, those damn ballpark hot dogs are really, really good.
You go all the way back at least to 1986, and I could do some more research, but I probably won't. Actually, with baseball, I might. It might apply to some of the 70s failures. It almost... There are exceptions, but it's almost always the offense. And I'm telling you, oh, they don't have any pitching. Did you watch last night? Pitching was good. Now, the night before it was bad. Last night it was good.
The bullpen's been horrible, but
no,
it wasn't
bullpen,
a factor.
The bullpen's okay.
Bullpen's been horrible this home series.
It's okay.
They blew opportunities every time.
Now, we can get into usage.
Well, I'm not against it as long as it's within a certain, you know, I mean, you don't want to go overboard, you know, a quickie here or there.
Daily maybe.
A little bit of a doob, you know, don't be taking six pills and 12
look,
lines.
I have to take this position because I've been saying it all along, so I'm going to stay there till I can't defend it. I think they can cobble together a playoff. I'm trying to choose my words right. A playoff pitching staff.
But next year?
No. But that was actually a very good question. But in 1986, the year after a World Series appearance, it was a little earlier than this, but it was in June of 86 that Whitey told the media, not happening this year, boys. If you can't hit, you can't score. If you can't score, you can't win.
That's the only time, in all seriousness, I still take some umbrage with Whitey quitting during the season. I'm not going to deny that. I still take umbrage because I never thought of Whitey Herzog being a quitter. But the only time that I've ever really truly been disappointed with Whitey Herzog was 86 was the year that basically in May he said the Mets are going to win it and we have no chance, right?
Well, they weren't hitting. You remember prior to that throwing into the towel. And I'm not saying he threw in the towel. I'm saying, I mean, first he told the scoreboard operators don't put their batting averages up there. He was doing everything he could, and they couldn't hit. They could not hit.
Yeah, no, it was.
And so I'm saying that's what's the number one deal here. The two players that you needed to be your best two hitters are in the bottom half of the lineup at best. Yeah. And it's Carpenter and Goldschmidt. Now. But here's the silver lining, and I'm not trying to pimp them out, but if those two guys start hitting, you're only 2.5 games out. But they have to. As they're playing now, it is not a playoff team. We all know that. You're right, John.
Don't say that.
They got to figure out the bullpen. At least one more guy has to start pitching great. But it's the offense.
Yeah.
See, we can take a note from John's grandmother that he quoted last segment.
Don't even bring it up. I'm going. I was joking around, Bob, and I said my grandmother always used to say something that never quite made sense to me. And I started joking around, and she used to say, "What's wrong with that mother?" I said, "No, I'm joking." She used to use the word discombobulated.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you heard that back in the day.
Of
that
course.
Word. I'm going to hell for joking about my grandmother like that. One of the sweetest ladies.
I'm sure she said that at some point. Most grandmothers have. Injun Joe's K Rubber Magic Man agrees. He said, "My grandmother cussed the same, but the poor gal was hooked on black tar heroin for years."
Come on, man! Enough grandma jokes! Mothers and grandmothers off the table!
Hey, Marty,
not allowed!
Marty Steel-Toed Boots says, "Someone tell John the DH is coming to the NL in 2 years."
It's very possible.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's very possible. He brings up a very legit point, but I'm not going to bank on a long term signing that's going to be the case.
I wouldn't either.
You can't do it.
It's inevitable, I think. Does that mean 2 years, 5 years, whatever? National League's the only league in the world, the only league in the planet that doesn't use a DH. Yeah.
I wonder if Gunnarsson's signing means that Edmondson's going to be traded.
They didn't. They took him out of some big spots down the stretch there.
I just wonder if that means if Edmonds. I would not be that. Somebody's got to be traded now. Got to be traded.
Is he now? I thought Edmondson was a restricted free agent, and so that what that means is if somebody else doesn't offer him, he gets to sign that, right?
I don't. I really don't care what you think.
This isn't a think. That was a question.
Oh! When you said you
good
think,
try though, John.
When you said you think, I
try not to think too often.
You see what Rock's doing? Why don't you follow him suit?
No, I don't pay attention to Rock. Courtney D has a couple thoughts as the hipster tower goes south. I'm going to have to tiptoe around this one. He says, Hadley is one of the best DHs of all time. I abbreviated.
I know.
DH. It starts
it's
our
D
friend.
Period, H period.
Yeah, Dick
Vitale. Are you calling me Richard Heed?
Yes! That's what he said. He said, I abbreviated that so you can say it on the radio. That's
Are
from
you
our friend.
Calling me Richard Heed? Yep.
Speaking of the blues, Royal Banks, as everyone knows by now, was instrumental, was key getting the Blues financing for their new state-of-the-art, best in the Midwest, maybe one of the best in the country, rinks and facilities. It's going to be out in that Westport area coming up, should be right on time when camp opens in September. Royal Banks is always there to help the community, whether it's a big-time project like that or all the way down to simply giving you a better checking account. And everything in between, mortgages, refis, home equity credit lines, car loans, whatever home project you're working on, Royal Banks is there for you, and it's real easy to get on board. Just call 314-212-1500, tell them who you need to talk to, what department you need, or go online to royalbanksofmo.com. Either way, you will find friendly, helpful information to get you where you need to go financially. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back in five, it's Heartline.